For the second time in the last three seasons, the Abilene Christian Wildcats finished the regular season undefeated, and they have the number one seed in Super Region 4, and joining me to talk about it is the Abilene Christian beat writer for the Abilene Reporter News. It's Joey Richards, and Joey, thank you so much for joining me. First off, just talk a little bit about the season, give a brief overview, and talk about some of the players that has made this season so special for Abilene Christian.
Well, you know, I think I have to start with the quarterback, Mitchell Gale. Here's a guy who, you know, last year they gave him the reins of the team. I think it was about six games into the season. He was just a redshirt freshman last year. You know, there were times last year where he really struggled, including, I mean, last year they went down to Stephenville, Tarleton State. They didn't score a single touchdown, which has been heard of for a long time at ACU. And to be honest, you know, I was talking to the offensive coordinator, you know, Ken Collins. And he said that when they came into camp this year, they said, you know, at first, he was still that guy. He was the guy who hadn't figured it out. He hadn't turned the corner. And then at some point in 2 days in training camp, it just clicked. And he's become just a really great quarterback. He's become very efficient. And I think that's the key for this team. It's a very efficient team overall. And it's funny. You look at the numbers, and this is in. If you look at any one particular part of this football team, nothing will really jump out at you. But when you put it all together, they're putting up big numbers. I mean, this is one of the top scoring teams in Division II. But it's not like the team that people know from 2007, 2008. They don't go out and get a touchdown on the first or second play from scrimmage. They'll go out and they'll drive. And believe it or not, it's actually made them better, because 2 years ago, they'd go out and get a touchdown, you know, the second play of the game. And that defense had to get right back on the field and go to work again. And they're getting a rest now. They're getting a break. And it's made that defense much better.
And the numbers on Mitchell Gale, really just astounding. 33 touchdown passes to just two interceptions. I ran the numbers. He is throwing a pick once every 187 passes, and that's just unreal. Now, Abilene has a bye this week, and they will play either Central Missouri or West Texas next weekend in Abilene. Now, the Wildcats have already played West Texas and survived a 41-34 shootout. Who would Coach Chris Thompson rather play? Would he play a familiar opponent in the Buffaloes, or would he want to play a new opponent in the Central Missouri Mules?
You know, I haven't even asked him that question, and I think from ACU standpoint, I don't think it matters. Let me tell you something. I went to that game in Canyon, and that was a very gutty performance by ACU, but I was also impressed with that West Texas team. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out how they lost that game. They were like a machine on converting third downs, fourth downs. They've got a good quarterback in Taylor Harris. They play real well, too. I think they may surprise Central Missouri. That's a good ball club.
And, again, Abilene coming in, the number one team in Super Region 4. Brandon Meisner, the creator of D2Football.com, said that this may be the most complete team in the Division II football playoffs, and that's saying something. But last question I have for you, Joey. As we look throughout the region, this is maybe the toughest region in the playoffs. Who do you think is the toughest potential competition for these Wildcats?
You know, that's a tough question, because I think anybody who they would run into with the second round, third round, is going to be a tough team. It's going to be a battle. If it's WT, I mean those two teams have just played classic battles the last few years. You know, no matter, it could be out in a parking lot, and it would be a classic battle. I've got to think that Central Missouri's got a good ball club. I mean, they played Northwest Missouri tough. And Northwest, I mean, we know what Northwest does, come this time of year. I don't care what they do early on. They're always a good ball club. And let me tell you, I mean, and Kingsville, that's a good ball club. They almost came back and beat ACU down in Kingsville, and I'm sure they're just aching for a rematch with the Wildcats. And I'm sure the Lone Star Conference folks would love that, and all LSC final. And that could happen. You know, I'm the last LSC team to go to reach the championship game was Kingsville, so they've got a lot of history there.
We'll have to see how Abilene shapes up. Again, they are the number one team in Super Region 4, but not a lot of number one teams get to the semifinals or the championship. So, again, Abilene Christian, and talking about it, Joey Richards, the beat writer from the Abilene Reporter News. And, Joey, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem. Thank you.